All right, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. This is Jeff. You are on Pew's Views. Sitting next to me is my lovely wife, Jenny.
Hello.
So it is now 2024. As everyone knows, everybody makes their resolutions. They set goals for themselves. So
I don't like to call them resolutions. I like to call them goals.
Okay. So you heard what my wife said. So we're going to change that to our goals now. So. And we have set some really, I think, realistic goals this time. Because before, and everybody does it, you know, they're going to do this. They're going to do 100 things this year. And they do maybe 5 out of that 100. So we've made some realistic goals. And we're just going to go over a few of them here and see what you guys think. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, or anything like that, shoot me a message somewhere. So I'm on all the platforms. So our number one goal is to be healthier. And not just physically, but mentally. So we had a lot happen this past year, I should say. Not a lot of good. There was some good in it, and we made the best out of it. But a lot of things kind of went down that shouldn't have went down, and a lot of that was on me. And we're getting through it. I'm not going to go into too much detail about it, but we're starting fresh. We're starting from ground zero, if you want to call it that. So, but physically and mentally, we're going to do the best we can. We're not going to set certain weight limits or certain goals or to where we have to lose a certain number. We're just going to continually work on it. And that is definitely eating healthier. We're not going to go on a certain diet. We're just going to do what we can to be better than what we're doing right now.
I like the idea of eating mindfully. So, obviously, you know, it's not healthy to consume a ton of sugar, so we're going to kind of watch our sugar intake, but we're not going to be eliminating complete food groups or doing any massive restrictions, because everything in moderation, right?
Exactly. So those are our first two main goals. Our second goal is to travel. We want to get out more. We have an 18-year-old son who is getting ready to graduate this year from high school, and we want to let him enjoy this, you know, because this is about him right now. So this isn't about us. This is just, we want him to enjoy life because he deserves to enjoy life. He's a good kid, man. He's 18, and he's on the spectrum, and he's come so far to where he's just, we couldn't be any prouder of him, so... We're gonna make sure that if he'll go with us. A lot of times it's hard just to get him out of his room. So, but we're gonna try and make sure that he gets out. And when we travel, and we're, like I said, realistically, we're gonna try and make about 3 trips this year. So, we want to go see the Grand Canyon. We're both from Arizona originally, but we haven't been back in years, and I haven't seen a Grand Canyon in probably over 30 years. So, that's one of our trips that we want to make. Another trip we want to do is Hawaii. You know, everybody says Hawaii this, Hawaii that. So, you know, that's what my wife's always wanted to go there, you know, and I wouldn't mind going there myself. I hear it's pretty nice. So, and then the third, which is kind of a surprise and shock to me, but my wife wants to go to New York. So, and so those are our 3 trips that we're going to, at the very minimum, realistically try and accomplish. So, and along the way, you know, if we have to, on the way to Arizona, if we stop in Oregon or whatever the deal is, we're going to stop at every state that we can and get souvenirs. Or, you know, I told my wife, I wouldn't mind getting a hat from every state. So that's goal number two. That's goal number two. Now pay attention. Goal number three is, for me, my wife is into TikTok a lot. I do TikTok so every so often. I used to do it quite a bit, but I've kind of tailed off a little bit. She's made it a goal of hers to be more consistent with her TikToks, because she's really into makeup, and she loves discussing it. She loves putting it on, and, I mean, she is amazing at it. I like doing the podcast. You know, I'm not a makeup guy, so if you don't believe me, look at the YouTube video we put up a long time ago. So that was a treat. So my goal that I was going to actually tell her today is... to be more consistent with my podcast. If she's going to be more consistent with her TikToks, you know, why can't I be more consistent with my podcast? So this is episode one of the new year. We're off and running again. I've said that before, you know, and I'm pretty sure you guys are going to say what you're going to say, that, oh yeah, here he goes saying all this, which is fine. You have the right to do that. So, but I want to put out at least one episode a week. So, I mean, if I can do two, I can do two. So, but we'll see how it goes.
But I think, you know, like you were saying, people say, oh yeah, you said that before. It's not that we don't enjoy doing these things or don't want to do these things, but like you said, 2023 was a hard year, so you need to put things in perspective and prioritize things. So 2023, we had to make our family a priority. So unfortunately, that's when things that
your leisure time goes to family time. So,
you know, that's why I let TikTok slide a little bit and wasn't posting as consistently. And it's the same for you. You know, I'm sure that that's the reason that, you know, uploading podcasts wasn't as much of a priority, because we had other more important things to focus on, and family and our health is always number one.
No question, no doubt. Family comes before anything. I was always told that a restaurant I worked at a long time ago when I first started in the restaurant industry is there's three things you have to remember about working in whatever industry you're in. One, your family comes first. Two, you come second. And three, your job comes third, you know, because you have to think and go back at it and look at it. It's just a job. So there's always going to be jobs out there. So, I mean, whether you want the right job or not, that's up to you. But those are our three things that we've always lived by. So family, ourselves, and then the job. So there's nothing more important that I will not stop what I'm doing in my tracks.
Actually, I'm going to interrupt you for a second.
Okay, she's going to interrupt me for a second.
It's God, our faith, family, ourselves, and our job.
So there's four things, like my wife said. She does that to me all the time. I love her so much.
I'm right most of the time.
You don't hear me arguing, do you? So that's anyway. So those are just some of the things that we live by all the time. So and then my last goal is, as I said, I've been in the restaurant industry for over 20 years now. I made a statement one time to where I said, yeah, it's probably too late for me to do a certain thing, which is become a sous chef.
Never too late.
And that's exactly what she had told me. So I am now in the process of learning new, not a new trade, but another level of my trade, of my...
Leveling up your culinary skills.
Well, look at you.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm right
with you. So, but that's my goal. It's within the next, you know, 4 to 6 months, I guess you could say. You know, that's another realistic goal. I'm not going to say I want to do it in a month, because it's impossible. That's actually one of the things that I don't think is possible to happen. So, for the first time in a long time, I'm enjoying what I do again. I'm cooking. I'm just a line cook right now. But, hey, I always tell people there's no such thing as just a line cook. There's no such thing as just a dishwasher or just a server or just a cashier.
And I
catch myself saying that, and I have to remind myself that that's what I tell when I am in a management position. That's what I tell my employees. You know, without you being just a dishwasher, I don't have the place to serve the people. You know, without you being a cashier, I can't ring them up, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Without a server, you know, you can't be in three places at once. So every role is vital to your success. So, and that's another thing. You have to make sure that you're telling everybody that. Let them know how good of a job they're doing. You can always tell them how bad they're doing, but they're never going to understand how good they're doing unless you tell them that. So, I mean, and if they are doing not the best job in the world, help them. Say, hey, maybe, you know, this isn't the right spot for you. Let's find something that you're more qualified at. You know, and then we'll work at it and get a little bit more training. So, it's taken me a long time to understand that and a long time to realize that, but we're getting there slowly but surely. So, you know, these podcasts, they might be 10, 15 minutes. They might be an hour. So this one, we're going to call it a day. So, like I said, if you guys ever want to be on the podcast, let me know. a lot of my friends are out there on Facebook and Instagram, so I'm on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple, so, and a lot of times it might just be me, other times it might be me and my wife, so, which I'm actually starting to enjoy this, doing this with her, because you get a second opinion and you get a second set of eyes and, you know, that second glare at things, I guess you could say, So,
perspective,
yep, there she goes again, correcting me and everything I do, gosh dang it, no, just kidding.
I'm almost always right.
But you guys have an amazing year. We will talk to you soon. Thanks for joining, and make sure you pray to God, because he's always there for you. So, have a good one, guys.